Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, and talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Wine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a success coach, spokeswoman, and fundraiser with Successimo.com, a free social networking, informational, and inspirational website. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and a winologist expert. She is your host today on January Jones, sharing Successimo stories. So sit back and relax and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones and her eclectic roster of guests on Blog Talk Radio as you learn while you earn. These stories plus sharing equal Successimo.com. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you're entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Let me ask you, have you ever had an aha moment? Have you ever stepped on a scale and gotten upset? Who hasn't? Tell me, how are you doing at controlling your own destiny, or do you sometimes feel like a victim? Do you know that you are driving your own bus? Yes. Would you like to become a better bus driver? Or better yet, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that you've been looking for? Now, are you ready to learn while you earn? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Successimo Stories. Today, I will be introducing you to my guest, who is a success coach extraordinaire with Successimo.com. She is providing us with informative and inspirational lessons. Before I introduce my guest, I would love to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 818-431-8506. If you've got a pencil, write this down, 818-431-8506. 431-8506 with any questions that you may have during our interview. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my guest. This success coach is an internationally recognized authority on bridging science, spirit, and human potential. She has over 30 years' experience as a transformation facilitator, speaker, and educator in natural health and wellness, personal and professional development. It is with great pleasure that I introduce and welcome to our show today, Dorothy M. Neddemeyer. Hi, Dorothy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, January. How are you?
Wonderful. And I might add, it's Dr. Dorothy because she has a PhD, and she is a success coach with Successimo. And I have met Dorothy, so I'm really excited about having her on the show. Dorothy, before we begin, give us a little bit about your background, your education, and some of your early mentors.
Oh, my background is in psychology and business administration as an undergraduate. As a graduate student, I got my clinical social work degree, and then my PhD is in philosophy with an emphasis on metaphysics. And a lot of people may not know that everything is metaphysical. Uh-huh. Everything has physics and everything has energy. And meta simply means the communication between all energy and all matter. So everything communicates with everything else and nothing is separate, including every cell in your body, and all the food that you eat becomes a part of you. That's why they say you are what you eat.
Oh,
speaking about weight,
yes.
because Because we put on or take off weight by based on the calories that we take in. If we take in too many calories, obviously we're going to gain. Or if we eat less calories than we, you know, than we use, then we lose weight.
Right. Well,
so
you have a fantastic article that I want to talk about, and it's posted at successmo.com, and it is about weight. It's called The Aha Moment, Wisdom You Can Use. And your article, I've read it two or three times, and, you know, the holidays are over. Just like everyone else, I've got those pounds I want to lose. But your article is just an amazing thing that you've shared, and I'm hoping this is going to turn my life around and some of my listeners. So tell us about an aha moment is a sudden understanding. Would you elaborate on the aha moment?
Well, aha moments can come to us in a variety of ways. It can be something that somebody has said. It can be a dream.
Yeah.
It can be while you're meditating, you can have an aha moment. It can be something that you hear on TV, whether it's a commercial or the news, something that just comes to you unexpectedly in your thoughts as well. You can be walking around maybe dusting, or you can be vacuuming or doing the dishes or making the bed, and all of a sudden you have this thought that comes into your head almost as if from nowhere. Certainly maybe that moment of having no pre-thought. In other words, it's not coming from your conscious mind. It's coming from the what we call the collective unconscious. And in other words, everybody can tap into that same information in the universe, and it's an aha moment. And oftentimes I think what people do is they think that aha moment is an interesting thought. Isn't that clever or isn't that interesting? But they don't realize that it's a message to us in particular, not necessarily anyone else. When it comes to you, you need to really grab onto it, hold on to it, and pay attention to it, because it may be just the first clue of a mystery that you need to follow, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. It does. Now, when I step on the scale and get upset, if it's a pound or two, that does no good whatsoever, does it?
No, getting upset about something or ruminating about something or being, you know, like pushing it aside, oh, well, it's only 2 pounds, that's not going to help you at all. In fact, it'll take you in the opposite direction. So you need to make a decision whether you want to keep those 2 pounds that you saw on the scale or you want to release those 2 pounds that you saw from the scale, you know, to see the needle inching up.
Okay, so when you accept that you've gained those 2 pounds and that's the situation, your article says you are then empowered to change the circumstance.
Well, correct. When you accept what you can't change, something you don't own or you don't accept, no matter what it is, if you keep saying yes, but, or you say, oh, it's not my fault, it's somebody else's fault that this is the way it is, whether it's whether you put on 2 or 3 pounds. And by the way, the majority of people put on 2 or 3 pounds in the holidays, and then they add another 2 or 3 pounds the rest of the year, and then they find out that somewhere down the road they're weighing 50 or 60 pounds overweight.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know how that goes.
And 67% of the people in the United States, adults, are overweight.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know it was that high.
Yes, it is that high, 67%. And that is based on research that's been done by the federal government in the health program.
Okay.
Out of that 67%, some of people are considered obese. Now, obesity is considered anything more than 10 pounds overweight.
Wow. That's not
so
good
if you're
news.
50, if, yes. So if you're 50 or 60 pounds overweight or more, even 30 pounds overweight, you are obese.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And usually we think obese is like 100 pounds overweight or 75 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. Our bodies were never designed to carry more weight than what's considered body mass index, your BMI, if you've ever heard of that term.
Oh, yes, yes. I think any diligent dieter knows what that means.
And I'm convinced that the BMI has been tampered with. Maybe I'm just being suspicious because I'm at my height. They say I can weigh 142 pounds. I'd look like a little butterball if I weighed 142 pounds. I could weigh 142 to 120. It's anywhere between 120 and 142 is my BMI. And I weighed 125, and I think I'm, you know, if I lost 5 more pounds, I wouldn't probably be sad about it.
That's
my weight.
That BMI, that's a 20-pound range, isn't it?
It is.
That's a lot.
That is true. That is a lot.
And, of course, it also depends what your height is and your age. Now,
that considers my height and it considers my age, because everybody's BMI is different based on your height and your age, and also whether you're small bone, big bone, or medium bone. And you can very quickly determine whether you're small bone or medium bone or large bone. And you take either one of your hands and just take your thumb and your pointer finger and clasp it around your wrist right at the wrist bone. Mm-hmm. And if your two fingers, the thumb and the pointer finger, touch,
mm-hmm.
that's small bone.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm sorry, if it laps. If you can lap it, it's small bone. If it meets, if it just meets the two fingers, that's
mm-hmm.
medium bone. And if you are unable to meet, then that's large bone.
Well, then
so
I'm definitely large bone.
Okay. And then you use your height and your age, and that will give you your BMI range.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a commercial break, and Dr. Dorothy, and when we come back, I would like you to share with my listeners your website information, and also that you're the author of a book, If I'd Only Known, and where people can find your book. We'll be right back, and Dr. Dorothy will share more information with us about losing weight.
When you think that something is too good to be true, could you ever be wrong? The answer is yes, yes, yes when it comes to Successimo.com, because you will earn while you learn, and it will be free, free, free. Successimo.com is a social networking site that will change the way you learn and earn money while you work on your computer at home. This free website provides continuous learning opportunities while rewarding you for taking lessons and inviting others to join with you, receiving inspirational information. You'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. Just what does free mean to users at Successimo.com? It means that there are no fees, no donations, no pledges. You will never need cash, checks, or credit cards. All revenues are generated from advertisers at the website, just like Facebook and Twitter. This too-good-to-be-true social networking site is the newest paradigm on the Internet for home-based business and nonprofit organizations. Do you hate asking people for money? We all do. And the good news is that Successimo is a fundraiser for nonprofits that does not require money. It just requires small amounts of your time or your organization's time to raise funds. When you do lesson activities, you'll receive points that can be redeemed for merchandise or cash. When you think of Successimo.com, you need to think learn while you earn. And always remember that passion plus purpose equals prosperity. Successimo.com is not only too good to be true, it is unbelievably innovative, and there are no downsides since no money is ever required. Successimo.com is the right website for now because it is the first one ever to pay people to participate. No one else does this. So sign up now and stop whining, start winning, and start being Successimo. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones, sharing Successimo stories with my delightful guest today, Dr. Dorothy Neddemeyer. And Dorothy, could you share with my listeners your website information and where they can contact you and where your books are available?
Certainly. My website is drdorothy.net. And, of course, the http://, in front of the Dr. Dorothy or the three W's. And okay. My books are on the website. You can order them directly from the website. On the home page, there's a information bar at the top, and it says bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
And there they are.
Okay.
I have two books. One is If I'd Only Known, that you mentioned earlier.
Uh-huh.
That book is about parenting children so that they can protect themselves from sex offenders.
Uh-huh.
And it's something that is not talked about much. However, it needs to be addressed because we do have sex offenders in every corner of our world.
No.
They can be teachers, doctors, lawyers, judges, and clergy, as we have come to accept finally after 60 years of being in denial.
Right.
Or
and coaches.
More
and coaches years. Now.
And coaches, yes, coaches. Mm. Well, coaches have been sex offenders since probably the beginning of time, since we had coaches.
Yeah.
And also gym teachers are quite frequently, they have easy access to the children. It's always a easy access issue that becomes their MO,
uh-huh.
their mode of operation.
Mm-hmm.
So my book is the one that tells the truth about sexual abuse, because most people think that children are sexually abused by someone that they may know or the stranger on the street.
Uh-huh.
80% of children are sexually abused by family members.
Wow.
And 19% are sexually abused by the people that they know and that they trust, the people that we just mentioned. And less than 1%, based on government standards, are sexually abused by the stranger
uh-huh.
danger. And the majority of books that are written about protecting children from sexual abuse focus on stranger danger, while the rest of the perpetrators are busy at their craft.
Uh-huh.
And that's why my book is tells the what you might say the bold-faced truth.
It's a wake-up call.
It's a wake-up call, and mm-hmm. it can be stopped. We can stop sexual abuse because we are creating sex offenders by the minute.
Uh-huh.
And by that I mean sex offenders are survivors themselves, either of physical abuse, which we disguise as corporal punishment,
uh-huh.
and also they are, the majority of them have been sexually abused by themselves by someone, either
okay.
someone in the family or someone in authority. So they just pass on to others what took place to them. As a matter of fact, a lot of their MO is the same as the MO that was used with them.
Uh-huh.
It's a striking commonality that the mm-hmm. majority of sex offenders offend the same way they were abused.
That is so. It's so insidious, and it's so. It was so blatant, hasn't it, Ben?
Yes, it is. It's getting more and more blatant, and it's interesting, I'm not sure why, but on the other hand, I think that needs to be an aha moment for us to accept the bitter truth and do something about it, because we can teach our children. I have 7 techniques that the child needs to learn starting at age 2, and yes, children can be taught at age 2. They don't need to be told about sex offenders or dirty old men.
Uh-huh.
Because they don't need to know that. They just need to know that there's ways that they do not have to tolerate people touching them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And
you know, when my children,
my books.
When my children were young, I remember taking them to the pediatrician, And he was very emphatic with them that no one is allowed to touch you anywhere except your mom and dad.
Well, and there's also caution about that, too, because parents are, remember, 80% of children are sexually abused by someone they know in the family.
Oh, wow.
That can be a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, cousins, mothers, fathers, stepfathers, grandparents, and aunts. Fathers are the most prominent, followed by an uncle or a grandfather on either side of the family. Doesn't make any difference which side of the family it is. And then the third most prominent is stepfathers.
Uh-huh.
And then next in line are all the people that the child interacts with outside of the family in some way.
And then I'd love to have you come back and let's do another show on the seven things that children, and I think starting at two is an amazing thing to do. We definitely need to revisit this. Now, Dr. Dorothy, let's go back to the weight loss topic, and I wanted to finish that up in this first half. And you talk about driving your own bus and taking responsibility for where it goes, and you might go off in a ditch. Now, what can you tell my listeners about how they can take over their own bus and start to lose weight? I think I've lost. Dr. Dorothy, are you there?
Getting a beeping sound.
Okay, are you there, Dr. Dorothy?
I am here now.
Okay, I lost you. You fell off.
I don't know what happened.
You fell off the switchboard, so welcome back. Welcome back. Now tell us a little bit about driving your own bus and what you need to do on that bus in order to lose weight.
Can you repeat that? I was changing phones thinking that maybe my phone might have caused us to drop off.
Okay. I wanted to know about driving your own bus and what people need to do about taking control of their bus so that they can lose weight and not drive off into a ditch.
Yes. Well, the first thing, as we had said earlier, is to accept that you are in control of everything that you do in life, whether it's getting up in the morning, getting dressed, what you wear, what you eat, what you don't eat, what you buy, what you don't buy, and you need to decide that you're going to manage your life the way you believe is right for you to manage your life. And if you want to lose those excess pounds, you need to decide that you need to take the responsibility for doing that.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are psychological blocks that people are using food for. So those lot of need to be addressed. Now, what is a block? It's something that you are avoiding facing, like a fear, or you're facing other pain that's within. And more often than not, it's a trauma that you experienced in childhood that you're using food to, number one, ward off the pain, or number two, to soothe yourself. And it can be both. One moment you may be eating something to soothe yourself, and the next minute you might be eating more food than you need to ward off something.
Now, do you suggest that people revisit their childhood through hypnosis?
Well, that's the most effective way to do it. Talk therapy is a way to cope better, but it does not resolve the deep emotional trauma that someone might have experienced that's causing them to use food as a way to cope. And so it's called treating the root cause of the issue. So if overeating is your issue, then you need to resolve the issue that's prompting you to overeat. Mm. And some people can do it without doing the psychological piece, and that's wonderful. However, even though they go through the, you know, like the TV program, The Biggest Loser, and Weight Watchers,
right,
and all the other programs, and even gastric bypass, or the lap band, a lot of people take off the weight and then gradually put it all back on.
Even with the lap band?
Even with the lap band and even with gastric bypass, people have put on as much weight as they had before they had the surgery. They sometimes put on as much or more.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And I don't know what the statistic is, but it's fairly high because I hear it a lot. So unfortunately, the issue that causes people to overeat is deeper than just skin. It's in the cell memory. It's in the unconscious mind.
You write about there is peace that comes with separating the denial of can't from the truth of won't.
Correct.
And that is a major statement in your article. Tell us about that.
Well, the word can't is you're telling yourself something that's simply not true because you are capable. The word can't is an excuse. It's not a fact because you can. And so when you say, I can't, you're really refusing to take the responsibility, refusing to do what needs to be done to do what it is that you claim you want to do but are not. So we tell ourselves all kinds of little stories. They're little white lies, you could even say.
Yes.
And I love your statement, thou shalt not whine, the 11th commandment. Oh, I love it. I wish I would have thought of that tagline. I would have written about it, but I didn't think of it. So when I saw yours,
I said, thank you. Yeah, I've gotten a lot of good mileage out of that. That's a killer title. It's what took that book to number one. Sometimes you have to have a good cover and a good title, and off you go. And I don't advocate whining, you know, ever. However, under some circumstances with death, divorce, illness, I do give passes out where people can have a whining pass.
Well, and I think, though, that it can be a whining pass or it can be an emotional letting go, and it's not really whining. We do need to cry about those things that have harmed us in a way that we didn't expect.
Yes, yes.
Or even if we expected it, it is painful to go through certain issues. And when we don't allow ourselves to cry, what we do then is suppress that. And then we eat to soothe ourselves, or we drink alcohol to soothe ourselves, or we smoke to soothe ourselves.
Well, you know, so many people, they wake up and they say, oh, I can't lose weight, and then they have such a negative feeling about themselves.
Correct.
And it's kind of like whining. It's just a road down the no-win trail. And none of it is a reflection on them as a person. I think sometimes people take it so personally, they have to realize that it's a reflection of their choices, isn't it?
Correct, it is. And as I said earlier, there can be an emotional wound that needs to be addressed, processed, so that the pain can be released, and once it's released, then we don't need to ward it off, and we don't need to soothe ourselves and use food as the vehicle. So a lot of people do come to me for hypnosis to shed weight, and I use the word shed rather than lose, because no one wants to lose anything.
Okay, I like that.
And that's a if you will, sort of like a mental block. We don't want to lose something. We say we want to lose weight, but then the unconscious mind is saying, what? Why would I want to lose that? Nobody wants to lose anything. I don't want to lose something.
Okay.
So well, if you shed the weight, release the weight, it's just a way of looking at it from a different perspective. You're not losing something. You are shifting it off your body because you don't need it.
That is wonderful. You've just given me the new title for this interview. Right now we're going to take a break and hear a little bit, a brief message about your host today. And when we come back, Dr. Dorothy, I want to explore with you past life exploration. We'll be right back with Dr. Dorothy Nedmeyer.
Thank you.
Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all... Lately, there has been a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, you'll find out what people whine about, why they whine, and most importantly, how to stop them from whining. The 11th Commandment deals with all of the complaints and causes, and there are over 100-plus cures for whining with humor and hope in this edition. This is the perfect gift to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shalt Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. It'll make you laugh at yourself and others. John Curtis, a distinguished author, reminds us that it is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to be healthy and happy with humor, honey, and hope, and for people who are just hopeless. You can find Thou Shalt Not Whine at Amazon.com and at the Successimo.com Coaches Bookstore. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. As Sally Shields, best-selling author, states, January Jones gets to the core of the matter with her quick-witted tips and cures that cut to the chase and will put any seasoned whiner to shame. So get reading and stop whining and start winning with Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th Commandment.
Welcome back with January Jones, sharing Successimo stories, and my wonderful guest, Dr. Dorothy Nedmeyer. Now let me ask you, do you have trouble making decisions? Would you like to learn how to negotiate? Better yet, do you want to hear about past life exploration? Now tell me, do you think hypnosis can help you make some big changes in your life? Have you ever talked to a hypnotist? Or better yet, do you have any questions for our guest? Are you ready to meet someone who can help you make big changes in small steps? If you can answer yes or maybe to any of these questions, then I'd like to welcome you to the second half of our show. Dorothy, I want you to again share with us your website information before we go on with the interview.
Dr. Dorothy, D-R-D-O-R-O-T-H-Y .net, and of course the http://, in front of it, or the three W's.
Wonderful. Now, tell me a little bit about your involvement with Successimo. How did you come to become a success coach with Successimo.com?
Well, someone I know sent me an invitation, and I went on the website and thought, wow, this is really cool. This is way of the future, networking and learning and earning all in one, you know, it's sort of like one-stop shopping. You can buy things, you can barter things, you can do everything but wash the dishes. And when they start washing the dishes, I can post articles on there as a professional, which gives me more exposure for my business. So I'm a happy camper.
Oh, wonderful. And what enchanted me about the whole thing is that it's absolutely free. And I think in these economic times, it's so wonderful to be able to share something with my listeners that is does not cost them anything and can help them. I've been having so much fun and excitement promoting Successimo with nonprofits and charities. It's a great fundraiser, and I think we're just going to see more and more things happening with it. When you look back on your own very, very successful life, Dr. Dorothy, can you recall anything that happened to you that was unexpected, that you weren't expecting, that helped create your present success?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have had a what might be considered one of those interesting journeys where it just kept unfolding. Go ahead.
Did you have any big setbacks that caught you off guard?
Not a big one, maybe some small ones, because I started out doing consulting work in corporations, and one of my contracts was canceled 3 years sooner than I thought it was going to be because of the economy, and I was caught off guard because I got, you know, like a 30-day notice and a 6-month buyout for 3 years, a 3-year contract that was left on my contract, and only a 6-month buyout. And I was thinking to myself, my goodness, this is a down market, and I'll never find a job, another contract. And in 4 months, I had a new contract that was better than the one I just left. So there you go.
That is so fantastic. When you look back on your childhood, because so much of what we experience in our present-day life, as you know, goes back to our childhood. When you look back on your childhood, what as a child do you remember as your most successful moments?
My most successful moments were our parents taught us everything had to be done on time. We lived on a cattle ranch, so that's a much different experience than people who live in urban areas. And so we were part of the business.
Right.
And so we learned to be on time and in budget, not that we had a budget, but everything we knew had a bottom line to it. If you didn't get it done on time, it could cost money. If you didn't get it done on time, it could slow things down. So when in the 80s, when corporations started using the buzzword on time and in budget, I started laughing. You mean you're just now thinking about this? After you've been in business for I don't know how many years, to be on time and in budget, I thought that was what everybody knew had to be done. Because I learned that by the time I think I was maybe 7 or 8. You go get the eggs, you know, the cows have to be milked at a certain time, and you know, it's just the truck has to be where the truck has to be during harvest season, and if you're the kid that has to drive the truck, you better be there.
Oh, yeah.
And so I think that was my most valuable experience, and I never learned until I went to college that women were discriminated against. That was a big shock to me that women were discriminated against in the world. I thought women were created as equal depending on your muscle mass. You know, if you didn't have muscles, you couldn't lift, you know, you could lift a 50-pound bale. You just couldn't lift an 80-pound bale. That's all.
Right. Well, you know, I had an interesting discussion this week with I spoke to a group of women. And we were talking about, during my speech, about the woman getting the vote. And, you know, the reality is the women in this country have not even had the vote for, it hasn't even been 100 years.
I know.
And it's so hard to imagine not having it. And yet, in the last 100 years, what great progress has been made. Let's now change topic, and I'd like to talk a little bit about past life exploration. I'm fascinated with it. I know my listeners are. And I've had several guests recently who have shared out-of-body experiences. What can you share with us today?
Well, it's a subject that is infinite. The more you learn, the more there is to learn. The juxtapositions of past lives that impact this life sometimes are fascinating, puzzling, and when I'm working with the client and working on clearing out blocks that are being caused by past lives, it can be challenging.
Uh-huh.
For not only my client, but also myself, and getting it all, the puzzle, like taking a big puzzle piece, taking all the puzzle pieces and looking at them and figuring out where they need to be tweaked and how they fit into the picture.
Well,
and past lives can be fascinating, but also frustrating.
How do you go about accessing someone's past lives? How do you get there?
Well, first of all, the client is in a trance. In the trance induction is specific to access those memories, because the memories are stored in the subconscious mind.
Okay.
So you access the subconscious mind and count them back in time to a particular time, such as going back to the time and place where, let's say, eating difficulties, issues first came into being. I had one woman where she had about 20 pounds to lose, and she just was struggling with it. And we took her back to a past life, and one of the things that she had in that past life was being forced to eat food she didn't want to eat.
Oh.
So she was having difficulty saying, I choose not to eat something.
Okay.
Because she didn't want to get into that power struggle of being forced to stop eating something. So it was very interesting how we discovered that, and then it released that power struggle for herself between herself and her old indoctrination by her parents. She stopped her own internal struggle. And once she stopped that, the issue with regard to losing or not losing, or excuse me, shedding or not shedding the weight was a non-issue, and the weight came off very quickly.
Well, that's fascinating. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Dorothy Nedmeyer, and we'll talk more about past life exploration.
Let me ask you, are you ready to become a cash cow? Would you like to get paid while you're spending time at your computer? Let's face it, if you're on it all the time, you might as well be earning while you're learning. You may be asking now just how does SuccessMO.com work? SuccessMO.com is the new paradigm in social networking with big lessons and big rewards. Simply put, it is a change in the way people will learn, earn, work, and live right now and in the future. Its primary purpose is to let people become successful in whatever areas of their life that they desire. We have found that when rewarded with valuable merchandise and cash, people are motivated to continue their learning process. All you will need to do will be short lesson activities that can be articles, videos, audios, blogs, or forums. They take only a few minutes at your computer, and they will reap great rewards. At SuccessMO.com, you will never have to reinvent the wheel or anything else. We will provide you with success coaches who will motivate, encourage, and support you as you create your own SuccessMO story. And more than that, SuccessMO.com provides you with money. You'll have the opportunity to earn money while you're learning to be successful. The lesson activities at SuccessMO are from the world's foremost instructors. Our success coaches are experts in their fields with proven and demonstrated experience. Many of them are authors, speakers, teachers, entrepreneurs, and successful businessmen and women. We strive to bring you success coaches with diverse backgrounds and life experiences. We continually grow our resource base of content providers to serve you continually for your development desires and needs. It is easier than you think to build your own network by just referring your associates, employees, friends, and family. Much to your amazement, Successimo.com will take on a virtual reality life and connect you to a global social networking experience. There are no geographic or physical limitations to this enterprise. So now it's time for you to become a Successimo subscriber. And always remember that on the Internet, innovation plus ideas will equal income. It's time for you to step up to the plate and hit that home run you've always been dreaming about. The timing is right for you to use your creativity and courage to start collecting the cash flow that is the future of social networking on the Internet. Yes, you deserve to be that cash cow right now. Successimo.com is not only beyond priceless, it's a fantastic way to pay it forward.
Welcome back with January Jones and my guest, Dr. Dorothy. Past life exploration, this is fascinating. Now, when someone wants to do that, they would make an appointment with you and then you would put them in a hypnosis state to access their past life?
Yes, it's a trance state. And being in a trance state is something that your mind does naturally anyway, but just not at the same deep level that's required to go back in time. And so it's a very natural process, and the mind actually enjoys it. People really feel more relaxed, and they feel a lot of relief when they can sort something out that is that profound.
Well, you know, in California, quite a few years ago, I participated in a session where they had red light regression. And I don't know if you've ever heard of that process, but everyone got very relaxed and with the red light. And then we went back, and I did access some past lives of my own. And it was an amazing experience and quite helpful, quite helpful. Have you ever heard of red light regression?
Yes, I have. I do not use that technique, but it's certainly an easy technique to use. I do more clinical work than I do just helping people get into a past life. Getting into a past life and having some relief doesn't necessarily always give as much of value as you can when you connect the dots between what's going on in your life now and what went on before and how to shift that pattern.
Now, do you explore reincarnation when you're doing past lives?
Well, that's what it is.
I mean,
reincarnation, your soul this time around has been in other bodies before.
Okay.
So now, when you go to a past life, you're going back to that time and that place when that soul was in a different body. See, we're not our bodies. We are our soul.
Okay.
And so for the soul, there is no such thing as a past life. They don't talk about themselves as past life.
Uh-huh.
They talk about it. Your soul talks about itself, if you will. When I was in this time frame and I wore, like, these clothes.
Okay.
Now I'm in this body and I have these clothes.
Okay.
But there's no past. It's a continuum. It's either in body for the soul, it's in body, out of body.
Okay. That's a fantastic explanation of reincarnation and past lives, isn't it?
Yes. So when you're in body, you obviously have a lifetime. When you're out of body, you are still having life. It's just out of body. And you are still gathering information to yourself. You're still having growth when you're out of body.
How many of these past lives or growth periods have you ever been able, what's the most you've ever been able to help someone access?
Well, it depends on the person and depends on how much work they want to do. I have done 10 of mine.
10.
101 lifetimes. This is my 101st lifetime.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And I've done 10 out of the 101. Oh, most people have had anywhere from 100 or, excuse me, 500 or more. I don't know why I was so lazy.
Now, have you written a book on past life exploration?
I have not. I have written part of a book. I haven't finished it. I'm not sure whether I'm going to finish it. It's one of those things that I've had some past lives that are, I'm not sure I'm ready to reveal to the world. Meaning that it's difficult for me to prove them, yet there are past lives that people would know about because they've been written in history.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And so I'm not sure it's sort of like coming out, and I'm not sure I want to do that.
Yeah. It's an amazing experience. I know I've had past lives in England, and it was we were able to go and live in London for a year, and it was just like coming home. I knew the streets.
Wow, that's good. Yeah.
I knew the buildings. It was like, oh my gosh, I'm back. And it was quite an amazing experience, and I had never expected that to happen. But I'm sure people, I guess they call it deja vu.
Yes, it can feel like deja. In fact, oftentimes that's what deja vu is we are having a moment in time where everything was exactly the same way, including the people that we were with at that other time.
Mm-hmm.
You're now with those souls now in this moment and maybe having a conversation about the same topic.
Now, what's your feeling about angels? I'm right now, I'm in the process of reading a book about angels in our midst. And do you have any theories about the angels that are surrounding us?
Well, they're simply souls that have evolved to the level of being able to bring their energy vibration up to a level that they can communicate with us. I use angels all the time to communicate with my clients in the healing process. We all have guardian angels that are with us. We have what we call our birth guardian angel that's with us the entire lifetime.
Uh-huh.
And then we have other guardian angels that come in with us at different parts of our journey to help us different tasks or different periods of time, or to help us get out of a mess we're in.
Uh-huh.
And I have guides that work with me. I have angels that work with me with my clients, and they help me make the process go more smoothly, or they give me ideas, or they give me suggestions on what to do in the session.
Uh-huh. Well, this is so wonderful to hear this, and it's so comforting to hear someone share this with us, because you know, you always get the feeling and you always hope that there's someone looking out for you.
Oh, there is. The here's, we forget that we're well protected, but we tend to pretend that we don't know, and when we pretend that we don't know, then the guardian angels have to stay back. They are duty bound to not usurp our free will.
Okay.
So when you pretend that you don't know you have guardian angels, or you keep vacillating between, well, I think I do, but I don't know, they oftentimes have to step back because they don't want to do anything that's going to interfere in your free will.
Mm.
An excellent book to read on hearing your guardian angels is called Angels Speak, S-P-E-A-K-E. The E on the end is specifically for that book, and the authors, two women, and I don't remember their names, put the E on the end for a special reason, and I can't remember what it was. But Angels Speak is an excellent book to help train yourself to hear your angels. Or to connect with your guardian angel.
Oh, angel. Dr. Dr. Dorothy, thank you for sharing this. I'm going to have you back on the show because I have a million more questions to ask you, and I know that my listeners will too. It's been a spiritual interview, and I've enjoyed having you so much. You will come back, won't you?
Oh, definitely. Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it. And keep up the good work in reminding thou shalt not whine.
Yes, absolutely. That's my mission. I think my guardian angels has helped me with that one. I think actually my guardian angel probably wrote that book.
Probably. Yes, I know. They helped me do a lot of my writing.
Well, we're in the same, we must be in the same area. I thank God for our guardian angels. I'd like my listeners to tune in tomorrow when my guest will be fascinating, Gertrude Mashey. She's from New Zealand, and she'll be sharing her success story. Gertrude was born in Africa, and she wrote a book called Born on the Continent. And she is the founder of Africa Alive Education Foundation. She is a fascinating lady, beautiful lady. She will amuse, and astonish you with her tales of Africa. Be sure to tune in next Tuesday and Wednesday live or catch any of our interviews with constant streaming at blogtalkradio.com 24/7. If you've enjoyed this show, please click the follow tab under my picture and become a regular listener by registering with blogtalkradio.com. All your comments are welcome. If you are interested in checking out our Successimo program, just go to our website, www.successimo.com. You can look it over and sign on without any obligations whatsoever. My sponsor email is januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. januaryjonesinfo@gmail.com. I would love to mentor you and help you get started so you can learn, earn, and return as you play it upward. So for now, stop with the whining and start smiling and start sharing Successimo with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Dr. Dorothy, thank you so much for visiting with us today, and we will certainly look forward to having you back.
Thank you. I've enjoyed it, and I look forward to coming back.
Wonderful. This is January Jones, thanking all of my listeners for joining me on my journey today and reminding you to take care and stay safe.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones sharing Successimo stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you think it, you can do it. That's what all of our success coaches have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own Successimo story with your family and friends. We hope that our stories will encourage you to explore an equation in the future that will combine your creativity plus connecting with others, and that will equate to creating cash for your future. Your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you learn while you earn with us and January Jones, sharing Successimo stories.